This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Katrina Rowe from Mouths of Babes joins us, and of course from 9 to 12 weekdays here on Hope 103.2. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well. Now,
preemptive happy Father's Day for Sunday.
Thank you.
I'm not actually talking about Father's Day at all today.
And you know, that's fine. That's
fine. I'm kind of menned out, you know. We do so much men stuff. I'm kind of over it.
We're going to put a spin on it anyway, so it turns out it is about men.
Okay. Oh, maybe we don't want to. Sorry,
yes. Well, a friend of mine shared this status update on Facebook this week. I'd actually already decided to talk about saying sorry, but I thought this was particularly relevant. She was listening to her two boys in the bath, and their conversation went something like this. Toby, you need to say sorry for hitting me. No. Say sorry, Toby. And then this very mumbled, sorry. Say it properly and look at me when you're saying it. Sorry, Toby. Caleb, whatever. Yeah, I just thought that was hilarious that, you know, he was kind of rattling off that, you know, say it properly and look at me when you say it. I think it's so hard to get kids to say sorry to each other. But it's even harder to get them to say it nicely. And almost impossible to make them really mean it. I can't tell you the number of times that I've witnessed some mother standing over her child at the park or the zoo trying desperately to make them apologise to some other random kid they've just donked on the head, and they just will not open their mouth. You know, it's hard enough to get your child to apologise to their sister or their cousin or their good friend, let alone to a total stranger in a public place. Yeah, doesn't happen very often.
Do you think it's important that we insist an apology?
Well, I sort of think it's good to encourage them to apologise, but I don't think they're necessarily going to get it right every time. And the other thing is, once they get used to the ritual of saying sorry and making up, then I guess, you know, you've got to take it to the next level and teach them what it means to actually be sorry. I was sort of reminded of this. I heard a preacher talk about this in the context of repentance and forgiveness, and he was sort of saying we can't have true reconciliation until we recognise what we've done wrong and we understand the impact that it's had. So that means, like, really owning it. And that's, in the context of kids, it's not just saying sorry, but it's saying, you know, sorry I hit you. That must have hurt, and I shouldn't have done it, or something along those lines.
It's a bit much to expect a kid to understand that, though. I mean, isn't it just enough for now for them to say sorry and work on that?
Well, yeah, I guess that's one way of looking at it. But I guess I also think that they don't actually know how to feel sorry, so they have to learn that. They have to be taught it. And so if you say to them, well, what are you sorry for? You know, what did you do wrong? Why is it wrong? How did it make the other person feel? It's kind of starting to work on that skill of empathy, which is what you need to, you know, to recognise what it means to be sorry. I'll never forget, a few months ago, a little boy pushed Bertie over and his mum made him say sorry, and he said it very grudgingly, as kids normally do. And Bertie looked him straight in the eye and said very crossly, I don't believe you.
Oh, that's good.
It was hilarious. But I sort of thought that was good, because I thought, well, she's starting to recognise that just saying sorry isn't really enough. You have to be sorry. And of course, without, you know, real repentance, then behaviour doesn't generally change. So I think once they sort of start to catch on to that concept, then the next step is understanding what it means to forgive. And I think one way that we can help is by practically demonstrating that to them. So once our kids have apologised to us or to their friends, I think we should let it go. You know, I think we shouldn't keep lecturing them or saying why they were wrong. Like, I've often heard that, you know, kids are sorry and then they get this, you know, ongoing 10-minute lecture about it all. I think if they say sorry, then, you know, they should just get a cuddle and that should be the end of it. Because learning to forgive is really just as an important part of the whole process. But I think it's much, much harder to do.
Yeah, excellent. Well, how does it work in your home? Do you make your children apologise? Do you think they understand what it really means to be sorry? Have you found a useful idea to help them understand the concept of being sorry and forgiveness? 1-300-40-2020 is the number to call.
Thank you, Katrina.
Maybe I've overanalyzed it a bit.
No, it's helpful. I think it's helpful to engage in this. Much appreciated.
And I think that's really good, because sorry is a good thing to say to your dads on Father's Day if you didn't buy them a present. So thanks for that Father's Day themed Mouths of Babes, Katrina.
Yeah, well, you could say, sorry, you know, I was such a bad kid on Father's Day. Sorry I made your hair go grey.
Yeah, oh, that's good. There it is. Thanks, Katrina.
Okay.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.